Thank you so much for joining us here on Behind the Business with Sam LaPrade. It certainly is a pleasure today because we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, and of course, that is travel. And I'm joined now by Karen Taff. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Sam. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, and I'm so excited because, of course, CAA North and East Ontario and CAA Travel is really our focus today. You're the Travel Product Manager. What a great title you have. It must be a lot of fun doing that work.
Oh, it certainly is, and we are so thrilled that travel is back.
I've got the travel bug. Do you, Karen?
I certainly do.
And, of course, this May-long weekend, I think that's when a lot of us start thinking about our summer plans. And really, you know, one of the hardest-hit industries during this time has been travel. What trends are you seeing at CAA Travel right now?
Well, the trends are fantastic. You know, travel is definitely making a comeback. We're seeing a big, huge surge for Canada, whether you're doing a rail trip or Western Canada has been really big. But we're also seeing, and of course, the Caribbean, as everyone is still wanting to get away somewhere warm. But we're now starting to see the resurgence of Europe, and that's so exciting. And it's a combination of destinations such as Italy, Iceland, Ireland, with Dublin being our top city. Amsterdam, a lot of river cruising right now is happening. And then I would say third place, I would say, is definitely Vancouver and Banff.
Oh, all that sounds lovely. And are travelers a little bit more cautious now? Is that why this travel insurance through CAA is really seeing a boost as well?
Oh, for sure. I think people have definitely realized, you know, the value of insurance and protecting your investment, and also protecting yourself while you're away is really important for your peace of mind.
Absolutely. And when people are traveling, of course, the rules have been lessened a little bit, which is encouraging that travel. What are you hearing from people either hitting the road or jumping on a plane?
Definitely people are still cautious because although, you know, our rules in Canada have definitely relaxed, while you're traveling abroad, it may be a little bit different picture. And that's why right now, you know, working with a local travel professional is so important. Our team at CAA have become Travel Smart certified, so that means we've been working with government affairs and they've done some extensive training so that they're up to date on all the rules and regulations of traveling the world today.
And what kind of insurance do travelers need, you know, to be ready for their next vacation? What does it cover?
Well, first of all, you need insurance as soon as you're leaving Ontario. I think a lot of people forget that. As soon as you leave our province, I mean, there's some items like ambulances are not covered. So it's important you get some out-of-province medical insurance even within Canada. And then as you're traveling abroad, there's so many different options. Of course, everybody always thinks of medical insurance, which is, again, so important. But it's also important to have cancellation and interruption insurance. And that, of course, you can get baggage insurance, et cetera, that's going to cover you. And there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can do it as a single trip or if you're doing several trips in the year or if you just want to do some cross-border shopping impulsively, then it's a multi-trip annual plan is really a great idea.
Well, that sounds like a great idea for sure. And when I think about, you know, being in the media and we hear stories probably every couple of months about somebody who has traveled somewhere, didn't have that insurance, and something's happened to them, the monies that are required in order to sometimes even just get them home, Karen, is astronomical.
It's incredible. And I think that's why people really realize now the value of insurance and making sure that you're covered before you go.
Absolutely. So walk us through, what's the first step? If I'm looking for travel insurance, am I looking for the whole family?
There's definitely different ways you can do it. You can do an individual, you can do family plans, you can do your single trip. You can do the multi-annual, as I just mentioned. You can do medical only. But, of course, we always recommend that cancellation and interruption because that covers you from as you could be en route to the airport and something happens and your trip is interrupted or if you're in destination need to come back. That's why that interruption is very important. And, you know, a single policy can be as little as $30. And again, it depends on how many people are in your family. But it's good to look at all of the options.
And no one wants to lose their luggage, of course, Karen. Walk us through what happens when it comes to luggage loss.
Well, if you buy the cancellation and interruption or a vacation package product, that'll include the baggage. And so therefore, you know, again, it depends on the policy you're purchasing. But you're you could be covered, you know, again, the amount varies, $1,000, $2,000, and then you get reimbursement on having to repurchase items if your luggage is lost or delayed. Mm-hmm. So that's another item that's very important. And also, as a CA member, our members save up to 20% on insurance.
Oh, that's definitely beneficial for sure. Well, and of course, I'm a CA member, you know. It's just the right thing to do for my family, for sure. I heard a term when it comes to insurance, that top-up coverage. What does that top-up coverage mean, Karen?
So if you have some pre-existing conditions that are typically not covered in a regular policy, you can definitely still come to see us, and we will give you a quote and top you up on, you know, on a different type of policy. Or if you have an existing policy with somebody else, we can do a top-up on top of that as well for, you know, let's just say you're doing 3 weeks instead of the original 1 week that you booked. So the best thing is to get with your travel counselor, and they will certainly customize to your needs.
So if we're traveling in a month from now, should we be purchasing insurance now?
You should, because it'll cover if something happens between now and that month. Let's just say you break your leg or something happens, unfortunately, that would be covered. And it's your insurance is purchased right from the time that you're thinking about the trip is definitely the best way to go.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, Karen, that a lot of people don't think about getting insurance even just when they're leaving the province and OHIP and what it covers. Can you give us a few more details there?
Well, for example, as soon as you leave Ontario, your OHIP is not covered anymore. So let's just say you're visiting Western Canada. You know, things like the big ticket items, like an ambulance, is not covered. And there could be certain other conditions. Every province has different rules and regulations. So there is a program that you can buy for within Canada.
Thank you so much, Karen, for that. It's a really important conversation, as we know so many people are thinking about traveling this year. What other advice would you have for us? I mean, you're sort of in a unique position to work in this every day, but for those of us that were just sort of buying this insurance maybe once a year or a couple times a year, what advice would you have for us?
Well, the first thing is work with a travel professional. You know, make sure that they know their information and all the different options that are available to you. Checking the government site of travel.gc.ca is important. That's our Canadian government site. Again, a travel professional will help guide you through there. When you are traveling abroad, you're going to be downloading the Arrive Can app. It's still required for you to get back into Canada. But again, having that insurance purchased right at the time when you're making your booking, whether it's within Canada or outside in Canada, is huge for your peace of mind.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, we've got our insurance, we've got our bags packed. What other advice would you have for us?
Have a great time. The world is opening up. You know, we're finding that travelers right now are putting their money for the last 2 years together and really splurging. They're traveling a little bit longer and they're spending a little bit more. You know, let your travel counselor do all the heavy lifting and find doing all the detailed work for you, and just enjoy. We've certainly missed traveling, and it's so good for us.
Absolutely. Do you insure children as well? Is this something we should be doing if we're taking the little ones with us?
Oh, of course, definitely. I mean, whether if kids are traveling on their own or within the family, of course, everybody needs to be protected.
Fantastic. And CAA Travel, do people normally think about insurance when they think about CAA, or are we just still thinking about that roadside assistance?
Oh, definitely. After the pandemic, I think that's definitely, insurance is now really top of mind. And again, as a member, you're going to be saving up to 20%. So that's huge.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to share with us today, Karen?
It's time to travel. You know, we're ready to do it. We're ready to help you when you're ready, and enjoy. The world is opening up.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time today. Karen Taff joining us, Travel Product Manager for CAA North and East Ontario, and of course, CAA Travel. It's coming up to the May long weekend. We want to make sure that everybody has a great summer and gets to travel somewhere. Thanks for joining us here on Behind the Business with Sam LaPrade on City News.